He'll have it away on his toes as soon as he sees anyone move, and he's too far away to drop an arrow on him.
An enemy?
I don't think so.
A friend?
Cocky devil, at any rate. He doesn't care that I know he's there. You go on back up the hill, lad, and bring down that big bow we got off the... There he goes.
The shadow had vanished. Polly stared into the woods, but the long light was getting crimson, and dusk was unfolding between the trees.
It's a wolf, said Jackram.
A werewolf, said Polly.
Now, what makes you think that?
Because Sergeant Towering said we'd got a werewolf in the squad. I'm sure we haven't. I mean, we'd have found out by now, wouldn't we? But I wondered if they'd seen one.
Can't do anything about it anyway, said Jackram. A silver arrow would do the job, but we've got none.
What about our shilling, Sarge?
Oh, you think you can kill a werewolf with an IOU?
Oh, yeah. Then Polly added, you've got a real shilling, Sarge, around your neck with that gold medallion.
If you could have bent steel around Woz's certainty, you could have heated it with Jackram's glare.
What's round my neck is no business of yours, Perks, and the only thing worse than a werewolf is me if anyone tries to take my shilling off me, understand?
He softened as he saw Polly's terrified expression.
We'll move on after we've eaten, he said. Find a better place for a rest. Somewhere easier to defend.
We're all pretty tired, Sarge.
So I want us all to be upright and armed if our friend comes back with his chums, said Jackram.
He followed her gaze. The gold locket had slipped out of his jacket and dangled guiltily on its chain. He deftly tucked it away.
She was just a girl I knew, said Jackram. That's all right. It was a long time ago.
I didn't ask you, Sarge, said Polly, backing away.
Jackram's shoulders settled.
That's right, lad, you didn't. And I ain't asking you about anything neither. But I reckon we'd better find the corporal some coffee, eh?
Amen to that, Sarge.
And our Rupert's dreaming of laurel wreaths all round his head, Perks. We've got ourselves a goddamn hero here. Can't think, can't fight. No bloody use at all except for a famous last stand and a medal sent to his old mum. And I've been in a few famous last stands, lad, and they are butcher shops. That's what Blouse is leading you into, mark my words. What'll you lot do then, eh? We've had a few scuffles, but that's not war. Think you'll be man enough to stand when the metal meets the meat?
You did, Sarge, said Polly. You said you were in a few last stands.
Yeah, lad, but I was holding the metal.
Polly walked back up the slope.
All this, she thought, and we haven't even got there. Sarge is thinking about the girl he left behind. Well, that's normal. And Tonka and Lofty only think about one another. But I suppose after you've been in that school... And as for Wazza... Polly wondered how she would have survived the school. Would she have grown hard like Tonka? Would she have just folded up inside, like the maids who came and went and worked hard and never had a name? Or perhaps... she would have become like Wazza and found some door in her own head. I may be lowly, but I talk to gods. Wazza had said, not your inn. Had she ever told Wazza about the Duchess? Surely not. Surely she... But no, she had told Tonka, hadn't she? That was it, then, all explained. Tonka must have mentioned it to Wazza at some point. Nothing weird about it at all. Even if practically no one ever had a conversation with Woz. It was so hard. She was so intense, so coiled up. But that had to be the only explanation, yes. She wasn't going to let there be any other. Polly shivered, and was aware that someone was walking beside her. She looked up and groaned. It was a tall, robed figure with a scythe. You're a hallucination, right?
Oh, yes. You are all in a state of heightened sensibility caused by mental contagion and lack of sleep.
If you're a hallucination, how do you know that?
I know it because you know it. I am simply better at articulating it, said Death.
I'm not going to die, am I? I mean, right now.
No, but you were told that you would walk with Death every day.
Oh, yes. Corporal Scallet said that.
He is an old friend. You might say he is on the installment plan.